I think part of the identity is there is a big German background to Mainstrasse. Not everybody realizes that, but they call it Carnival. And so with our German heritage here, that is part of it. The other big part is it's a way to hopefully celebrate the end of winter and get out and just be able to enjoy yourself.
I think everybody would appreciate putting an end to this winter. But I think a lot of folks don't necessarily associate the German culture with Mardi Gras and Carnival. They think of Brazil, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that so important to the German population?
I think it goes back to the Catholic religion. Mardi Gras was initially a way to have your last bit of fun before the Lenten season started. And I think it went from being strictly having the religious background to just a fun event for everybody to enjoy.
Great way to share Fat Tuesday and punchkies and lots of good food as a feast day.
Exactly.
What will be new this year at Mardi Gras on Mainstrasse?
We have a whole new crew of big heads, including our favorites from past years, but our new crew of big heads this year, the theme is Star Wars. So you're going to see all your favorite Star Wars character in the parades both nights.
So will we see Big Head Yoda and Big Head Darth Vader, for example?
I know Yoda is there. I know R2-D2. I haven't been involved in actually making the big heads, but there is, I think, just about everybody that you can recognize from Star Wars is going to be there.
And that parade is always such a big draw for the kickoff of Mardi Gras. What are some of the other characters, and why do you think they're so popular?
I think part of it is people seeing what creativity comes out of it. We have a whole group of wonderful people that get involved making these big heads each year, and we do our best to guard them to the next year so we can keep bringing back all the favorites. And people just really enjoy that.
And that is just part of Mardi Gras. And just across the river from Cincinnati, this has really become a huge cultural draw regionally. Why do you think it has that universal appeal?
I think people just want to enjoy a special event, whether it's Mardi Gras or any of our others later in the year. A lot of people come from out of town. It's a reason to travel and visit another area. It's fun.
What is the cost to get into Mardi Gras, and where should people park?
The cost is $10 each night. People can park here in the area surrounding Mainstrasse, but for much easier parking, the IRS is very helpful in allowing us to park in the IRS parking lot at 4th and Johnson Streets here in Covington. It's free. You just pull into the IRS lot, and you're set for the evening.
And that's right off the freeway there on I-75.
Yes.
You can find out how to get more details about Mainstrasse Village Mardi Gras celebration starting tonight at 8 p.m. on our website at wnku.org under local news. Donna Kramer, thank you. Have fun tonight.
Thank you.